Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to TransIndia Real Estate Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Punjabi from Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of TransIndia Real Estate, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of the company. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We are pleased to have you with us, the management team represented by Mr. Jatin Chokshi, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashok Parmar, CFO for TransIndia Real Estate Limited. We will have opening remarks from the management, followed by a question-and-answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi everyone. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone on our maiden earnings call to discuss the performance for Q2 and H1 FY24. We have uploaded the results, press release, and presentation on the stock exchanges and company's website. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. Along with me, I have Mr. Ashok Parmar, Chief Financial Officer of the company, and Himanshu and Sanjay from our Investor Relations team. Since this is our first call, I will take this opportunity to walk you through the industry trends, company, and its business model, and share some insights on our growth plan. Post my remarks, I will hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Parmar, our CFO, to discuss the financial performance for the quarter gone by. I will start with the company's overview. TransIndia Real Estate Limited was incorporated on December 3rd, 2021, as a public limited company. It is engaged in the businesses of development and leasing of industrial and logistics park, equipment rental business, commercial space, and other land banks. The company was created to tap the opportunities present in the industrial real estate space owing to boom in logistics and manufacturing in India. The company has capabilities of developing fixed-income annuity-based assets through industrial and logistics park, commercial space, and leasing developed land for CFS/ICD private freight terminal operations. The company is very well poised and positioned to be one of the top players in the Indian industrial real estate industry. Some of the factors that contribute to achieving this goal are lands acquired at strategic location, strong domain expertise, in-depth understanding of local nuances specific to the industry sectors and regions. TransIndia Real Estate has extended footprint across India with projects developed or under development in Mumbai and Bengaluru, Delhi-NCR, Kolkata, Patna, and Chennai. These industrial and logistics parks are occupied by the key players operating in the sectors like e-commerce, retail, third-party logistics, FMCG, express logistics, etc. With upcoming industrial and logistics parks, we are ready to cater the new consumption centers with even wider presence. In the past, we have developed and managed 5.5 million sq ft of assets across India. Out of these assets, we are in the process of divesting certain assets to Blackstone. Overall, the exited assets account for around 4.8 million sq ft of space. Mainly, these assets include a logistics park in Jhajjar and 10% stake held in other assets as well. This transition will result in significant cash proceeds and provide growth plans of TransIndia Real Estate Limited. We expect to receive around 400 crores from these divestments. You may notice that we consider this as a highly probable event and have thus identified these assets as discontinued operations in our results. Post conclusion of this transition, TransIndia Real Estate will be left with 0.8 million sq ft of assets. Moreover, we have 59.8 acres of CFS and private freight land primarily leased out to our group company, All Cargo Terminals Limited. We are also planning 58 acres of land for PFT ICD opportunity, which we will subsequently lease out. Additionally, the company also has a planned development of 2.5 million square feet of integrated logistics parks. We shall keep you updates on future developments as we near certain milestone and confirm visibilities. Greater details on the current and upcoming assets are shared on our investor presentation, and we can request you to go through the same. The brief industry overview, I would like to give is definitely, though the broad numbers have been shared in our presentations, but yes, we have experience, and I can say, yes, in the near future, the integrated logistics park, particularly the demand for grade A warehouses, is going to be a humongous due to various factors. As I mentioned earlier, number one, the growth in e-commerce and other manufacturing initiatives as announced by the Government of India, promoting the local manufacturing. That is one reason. Second thing, even traditionally compared to other developed nations like US, like China and other such countries, the per capita warehouse square feet occupied is almost 1/9 or 1/10 of what those countries are having. Secondly, the government is committed and very much focused on reducing the logistics cost, which is currently in double digit in India compared to a single digit in other developed countries. And with the committed focus and announcement of various policies, like giving industry status to the logistic industries, Gati Shaktiman project, then announcing multimodal logistics parks at various locations by the government, wherein the land will be given by the government to the various operators and developers, connecting all the roads and dedicated freight corridor, so that the eventual logistic cost and time taken for such transition is reduced to a large extent. So with all this focus and our own experience of the industries, definitely the urban cities and tier 2 cities, including even tier 3 cities, have witnessed a large growth in demand from such grade A warehouses from the organized players. And we are fortunate, and we proudly say that we are the institutional and very organized player in this sector since last few years. I will now explain the business model. In terms of our operational capabilities, we are a full service platform of distinguished assets in India's urban centers and tier 2 markets. The company has leased warehousing space to Indian multinationals and other international customers having business interest across sectors like e-commerce, retail, FMCG, and others. The lease contracts are long-term with periodic escalations. The investments are typically backed by self-servicing lease rental discounting finance. All our parks are built to global standards of institutional players with grade A infrastructure, providing standardized building specifications and facilities. Our sustainable measures include rooftop solar for energy requirements and green initiatives, or ESG initiative as a part of our philosophy and culture of the company, use of sustainable construction material and practices, rainwater harvesting, and efficient use of natural resources. The company also offers crane rentals, other equipment rentals, and maintenance or technical expertise for large-scale constructions and infrastructure projects, including the businesses mentioned above. Our growth strategy would be going forward, greenfield development targeting various tier 1 and tier 2 cities of India, and substantial development would happen by 2025 to create a stabilized portfolio along with long investment horizon and moderate leverage. Entering Tier 2 markets along with highly recognizable creditworthy anchor tenant to boost credibility. To be partner of choice for all our stakeholders by providing innovations, best-in-class solutions, the highest operative governance at optimal cost, and sustainable ESG initiative in the form of green energy. Seek to utilize our expertise and presence to generate attractive returns for our investment in any environment and to make a positive impact on the communities. Scaling new opportunities which are presently available and companies exploring like data centers, multimodal logistics parks, in-city warehouse and other integrated sectors where there is a outsized growth potential driven by global economic and demographic trends. We would like to clarify these are broad strategic pillars of growth identified by the company. We may not be in active discussions currently regarding this future growth avenues. However, we shall keep all stakeholders updated as and when we reach the various milestones and visibilities at appropriate time. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Parmar for discussing the financial highlights for quarter two and half yearly H1 FY24. Over to you, Ashok.
Thank you, Jatin sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q2 H1 Financial Year 2024 earning call. I will take you through the highlights of financial results for the second quarter and half year ended September 2023. I would like to start with quarterly highlights. Revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 25 crore as compared to rupees 32 crores in Q2 FY23. The reduction in revenue during the quarter is primarily driven by lease rental straight lining impact as per the Ind AS requirements. As per the Ind AS requirement, EBITDA for Q2 FY stood at rupees 16 crores as compared to rupees 18 crores in Q2 FY23. The company reported a net profit of 75 crores for Q2. This is not comparable with previous periods due to an unexceptional pre-tax gain of 96.8 crores on account of a business transfer agreement pertaining to our crane division. We have classified certain assets as mentioned by Jatin sir as discontinued operation pending for divestment to the BRE Asia Urban Holding, which we consider a high probability event. We are at a juncture where we plan for future growth while maintaining a very healthy balance sheet position. Consolidated debt for the company stood at rupees 68 crore as on September 23, this compared to 108 crores as of March 23. Balance sheet strength will further improve as we close the transaction with BRE Asia Urban Holdings and receive cash amount of around approximately rupees 400 crores. With this, we would like to open floor for question and answers.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Samarth Singh from TPF Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on post the divestment. Can you tell us what are the warehouse that will be owned by TransIndia? I think it is the, you know, we have the 0.53 million square feet in JNPT and 0.21 million in Hosur, and then the two CFSs. If you could just confirm that, please, and what is the, is there any more potential to construct more, you know, develop more in the two warehouses in JNPT and Hosur as of today?
Yeah, correct. You correctly mentioned about our existing 0.5 million as well as 0.2 million facilities in JNPT and Hosur close to 0.1 million. And yes, as I mentioned earlier, we have purchased a land of close to 59 acres in NCR region for further development of private freight terminal and ICD, which once it is construction is completed, will be leased out to the business and operators, All Cargo Terminals Limited. So apart from that, we are currently in the process of purchasing lands at certain locations, and it is under various stages. So definitely soon, once we complete those purchases and ready for further sharing the details and information, definitely we'll come back to you.
So, what is, as of today, what is the rent you are getting from the CFS, the two CFS properties?
Revenue for the CFS are around rupees 37 crores.
37 crores per year?
Yeah.
And so if we are getting monthly, I think, rental income from the logistics park of about 25 crores, monthly quarterly of about 25, so about 100 crores from the logistics park business of rental income, out of which 37 crores is from the CFS business. So that is about 65 crores is from the two warehouses. So that at, so about 5 crores of rent a month from the two warehouses, is that correct?
Right. The current quarter's earnings what we have given are sustainable considering the asset what we have with us.
So I'm just trying to understand because, you know, that at at 7, close to 8 million, 0.8 million square feet, and, you know, 5 crores of rent a month, that comes to about 65 rupees a square foot that you're earning on the warehouses. I mean, is that correct?
No, the CFS components is 37 crores. CFS is comprised of land and building both. Okay, so it is not a complete warehouse rent. So you can't equate with pure warehousing rental. CFS has got the land as well as the open area as well as warehousing and other infrastructures. So the rental for that is totally different than a pure warehousing.
No, sir. I'm talking about the non-CFS part of the business. So we are doing 100 in the logistics park in the segmental results. We've shown 25 crores of revenue for the quarter. So I just annualized that to 100 crores of rent of revenue from the logistics park business, out of which you said 37 crores CFS. So balance 63 crores is from the logistics park, it's from the warehouses. And our total, which is about 5 crores a month. And our warehouse, we have about 0.8 million square feet. So that comes to about 65 rupees a square foot.
Yeah. So we have an in-days rent straightlining impact also included in this. So the security deposit what we receive need to be straight line accordingly. So currently the rental what we had stated to you are related to a monthly rental and what you had calculated. But here the index impact for both the transactions, the CFS portions, the warehousing portions are being considered as a balancing number by your calculation. So comparable what you are thinking the remaining are towards the only warehousing are different.
And current
Okay, so because of India straight-lining, even the security deposit gets straight-lined over the is counted as income. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, and currently the top line also includes revenue from the non-crane segment. We have sold the crane segment, but certain equipment are still with us. So we are getting operating those equipment other than the crane. So we are getting revenue from there also. But otherwise, from purely from the commercial perspective, the current rental, depending on the location, depending on the size of the boxes in JNPT, is ranging from 22 rupees to 25 rupees. So that is a pure commercial grade A warehouse rentals.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And my next question was, we had in the annual report mentioned upcoming core projects in Mallur, New and Patna. So are those now in the back burner and we have moved on from those? Can you just talk about that?
No, as I mentioned earlier, yes, certain locations land are under process of getting purchased. So Mallur is one of them. And Patna, the groundwork has completed, so soon we plan to begin that.
Do we own the land in Patna already, or we have to purchase that?
Yeah, we'll purchase.
We already purchased it.
No. Patna is yet to purchase, and Mallur part parcel already purchased.
Okay. And the 400 crore that we are expecting to get post the divestment, that is net of taxes. Right?
No. That is not of that is a gross, but it is a net of the debt taken for that particular project in the form of LRD, lease return discounting.
Okay. And in the two warehouses that we have today, are they 100% utilized? 100%
yes. 100% occupied, zero vacancy.
And in the balance sheet, under investment property, we've seen an increase from 755 crores. Investment property has gone up to 755 crores from about 520 crores. So this between March 23 and September 23. So what is this 230 crores of increase in investment property? If you just let us know what that is.
No, that is a land we have purchased at NCR region. I mentioned earlier that close to 59 acres of the land we purchased for the private freight terminal, and another approximately 40 acres we purchased for the warehousing. So that close to 100 acres, 98 acres of the land we purchased, and the investment outlay is 237 crores.
Okay. Sir, and last question on my side is, so until this NCR, probably NCR region is sort of commercialized, is it fair to say there's 25 crores odd of rental income we are earning per quarter in the logistics park business? That is the sustainable revenue?
Yeah. See, normally, as I told you, depending on the locations, the rental and kind of thing, but yes, we have the track record of zero occupancy everywhere, zero vacancy everywhere. So we believe it is a sustainable.
Okay, and there is no, because of India straight lining issue, there won't be any fluctuations in that, correct? That will be 25 crores a quarter. Mm-hmm. Assuming we are fully occupied.
No, right. There could be some fluctuation because of the policy, because of the numbers and all kind of thing. Because every year when you add something, the India impact on that, plus the new tenant, new deposit also will have impact on the India. So that is going to be there, but it's not will be a very significant. But yes, it could be there.
I'll come back in a few. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, what is the timeline for completion of the divestment of our assets to Blackstone?
See, basically, we are under the process of closing all documentation and completing all customary CPs. And looking to the current state of affairs, that is the reason we have classified this transaction as highly probable, and we expect to close very soon.
Okay. And sir, once these divestments are done, how would our balance sheet look like? So, there will be a 400 crore of net inflow of cash that we are expecting. And what is the current debt on our balance sheet currently, and how much is the cash?
Currently, the 68 crore is a debt. Okay. And
on a consolidation basis, from the asset held under sale, we have a 263 crore debt, which will go away on a consolidation part.
No, no. So what is the cash balance he's asking as on date?
So
15 CR.
15 CR is the current cash balance.
What is the mutual fund?
And sir, any liquid investment that we have?
63 crores. 63 crores, no? No, no. So, yeah, so we have the cash of 15 crore and close to 60 crore is in the liquid investment.
Okay, okay. And sir, for the assets that we are planning to develop, now, like Patna, Malur and the NCR land that we've acquired, what is the timeline for that? What is the capital required? How are we planning to fund that?
No, is it too early to say, because normally for all our warehousing, we first commit to the client and according to their requirement, we construct. So the cost is very variable depending on the client's requirement. So yes, it's very, early to say the capex outlay and other things. But yes, once we have, we purchase the land, we know it is the total land outlay for PFP and warehousing for 100 acres of the land is close to 237 crores. But yes, so as and when we progress, definitely we'll share those numbers. Normally the grade A warehouse construction, okay, normal, okay, but we are normally building the build to suit. So it varies, but normally as on date, approximate cost for constructing grade A warehouse is ranging between 1850 to 2000 rupees per square feet. This is the indication, but yes, depending on the actual constructions.
And sir, what is the rental yield or cap rate at which we've done the transaction with Blackstone?
No, rental yield again is depending on the various location. Rental yield varies between, ranges between 8 to 10% on your development cost. Okay, and the other information I can't dilute at this end, sir, regarding the cap.
All right. And so currently on our existing assets that are generating income, how much of it is from related parties, the revenue that we get?
The CFS income, what we had mentioned, are from the all cargo terminals, which is a related party. So around 30, what we had mentioned, 30 crores are a related party transaction in this.
Okay. Nothing from the warehouse. Warehouse is all...
Warehouse also, but very small portion. We have got a various operators in our warehouse. So, third-party logistics. So, one of our group companies, All Cargo Supply Chain, has also occupied certain area in the warehouse. But compared to the overall warehouse, what we have leased to outside parties, to ASCI is hardly 5 to 6% of our total space, so not much to the related party as far as the warehousing is concerned.
Okay, and sir, in warehouses and CFS, what is the typical rental escalation clauses that we have annually?
It's ranging between 4 to 5% per annum.
4 to 5% per annum. Okay, and sir, when we mention CFS land, so is it just the land that we've leased out, or there is some development also that we've done on that and we've leased the land with development?
No, no, land and building and structures, standing on the land, everything.
All right. Oh, okay, sir, that's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vipul Shah from RW Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations, Jatin Bhai, for once again coming back in the limelight as MD of TransIndia. Sir, we've been following you through your all cargo days earlier and really happy to see you back in the saddle. Question I had on the business model, sir, is that, are we as a company and management okay to take leverage and grow the business both organically and looking at inorganic opportunities if they come our way?
Yeah, thanks, Subhubhai. And yes, I mean, we are open for all the options. But normally, typically, if we talk about the warehouse business, so normally land is your equity because no one can fund you against the land. So that is what the equity we are investing into the land. As far as the construction is concerned, normally 80 to 85% bank finance, everyone including us, are availing from lenders. And since the timeline for this construction is ranging between 9 months to 15 months to 18 months depending on the build-to-suit requirements. Within 18 months, once assets are handed over to the lessee, then the term loan is getting converted into LRD. Okay, so it is a self-sustainable model. So here, apart from equity, you don't require any funding. So similarly, for other new inorganic growth, what we are exploring various things, yes, it requires equity. So we already have we already have 60 odd crores cash lying with us. We expect further out of the Blackstone divestment as and when it happens, another 400 crores, that is what we expected. So we have got at least a sufficient fund for the current project. But yes, we also have a capability for further leverages in terms, since we have the CFS assets and other assets. So if any opportunity is very excited or, I mean, making a more business sense, we are open for that option. So, I mean, we can do that, provided it makes the business sense and it is a value addition for all the stakeholders.
Yeah, because, the foundation of All Cargo and the promoter has been, to take on leverage and do M&A and growth through M&A, which is where, if you see for all these years since the time you were there when ECU was acquired and, growth has come. But what I hear from you, sir, is that, to rapidly grow this, and this is a really superb business, like no two doubts on this, the line of business we are in. But to rapidly, scale up and grow the business, what I hear from you is that because of the banking laws here, taking leverage against land will be a challenge, and hence, to that extent, growth will come only to the extent of the equity we put in, by and large.
No, I agree with you. But again, see, industries are differently, okay? When, we acquired the EQ, it's a different industry. That was the asset-light model, EQ. You know the business, okay, now very well. So this is, compared to that, is an asset-heavy business. So there, the cash flow and payback period for any acquisitions in the EQ kind of business is much lower compared to this. Of course, the only benefit is we can monetize any assets anytime we want. But again, the cap rate and the pricing and everything depending on various factors prevalent at that point in time, like the interest rate scenario, demand for such kind of properties, and investor appetite, whether he is in a hurry or whether he would like to continue. Like if the sovereign fund is there, probably they have got a long-term appetite. But if the fund are there, they have got a shelf life defined well in. So probably they have the plans to go for inventory or whatever it may be. But yes, all said and done, we have the cash, we'll continue. And yes, financial institution may not like or will not be able to fund for the land, but they like the land very much as a security for all other financing, okay? So definitely, we have the capacity, we have the cash, and we have further appetite to raise either equity or further leverage our current assets, which are non-encumbered, like we can monetize our CFS assets if required. So this is just an example. We have got all the options available. But definitely we will not miss out on any opportunity, keeping in mind the group's philosophy, culture, like what we acquired in the past, like EQ. So depending on the situation, definitely will not leave any value-added or any opportunity which will add the value to the business and to the company.
All right, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Samarth Singh from TPF Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
So thank you for the follow-up. you had mentioned that we are only for the for a warehousing that it's we're doing mainly build to suit. So is that correct? Like we don't do anything pre we don't build and then try to lease out. Everything that we're doing is just build to suit.
Yes, so far we have not done any speculative boxes. All our constructions are built to suit. And even for the current project, which are in the pipeline, we have got multiple inquiries. Definitely our plan is go for a BTS boxes only. The main benefit is definitely well in advance you tied up with your leasee. Then leasee also, when asked for the BTS, equivalent or more than us, they invest into the in-house warehousing in the form of rakes, automations and other things. And the contracts are generally for a long-term kind of thing. And since we have got an ample demand from the various MNCs and marquee companies, definitely we would like to go for a BTS boxes at this juncture. But yes, we are not ruling out any speculative boxes if the situation such arise and we feel that, because see, it has got both the pros and cons. The benefit of building a speculative boxes is that after 6 months when the construction is near completion, definitely there could be some customer who has the immediate requirement of such warehousing. So probably, he may be ready to pay the higher rent compared to the market, or companies like Amazon, Flipkart, who has got a periodical festival sales and other kind of thing, they would also like to kind. But yes, we believe in long, sustainable business, and that is the reason we have the long-term contracts. Even our investors, they would also like to have a long-term contract kind of thing, which has got a multiple benefits. So yes, we are open, but yes, our current plan is to go for a BTS.
Got it, sir. And so you mentioned the escalation is 4-5% a year. What is the security deposit amount on average?
That ranges between 3 to 6 months, depending on the clients. Three to six months range.
And this NCR ICD project, since you already bought the land, would you be able to give a rough estimate of what would be the cost of the project besides the land and expected revenue from the site?
No, we just only, bought the land, so we know the total cost of land is close to 237 crores. But very difficult to estimate because currently we are in a process of getting all pre-construction approvals and other things are going on. And on 60 acres, we are building the ICD and the private freight terminal, which again has a lot of linkages to the railways and other construction requirements or statutory requirements kind of thing. So we have not yet prepared a very detailed project report. So at appropriate time, we'll share with all the stakeholders.
Then my last question was, you mentioned that the cap rate on these warehouse, data warehouse, 8 to 10% on development cost. So if my understanding is correct, then that is
not cap rate. Sorry, Samar, to interrupt. It is not a cap rate. It is a development yield. Yield you get on your total cost of the kind of thing. Cap rate is a total different.
Oh, got you. Okay. So basically, if you were to... But if you think of how we grow this business, if we are developing and just leasing out the asset, we are earning about 10% on our equity investment. Is that correct?
Yeah. No. So basically, development yield is 8-10%, and when you monetize, yes, the expected equity yield could be around 14-15% kind of thing. That is what any investor looks for.
So when you mean monetize, you mean actually sell the asset, right?
Yes.
So would that be a part of how we do this business as well? Is just not develop and hold, but also develop and continuously monetize?
Yeah, could be. It could be or may not be. Depending on the market situation. But yes, normally, the structure for all these industries is totally, everyone is building in SPVs, and then you have the option of monetizing some of the assets, not monetizing. You can continue holding. Even when you divest, you partly divest, and you have the chance to participate when the major investor exit participate in the InvIT or REIT and kind of thing. So all permutation combinations are there. So what is good at particular time for the company, for the stakeholders, based on that, normally we decide what is best.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering my question and happy to have.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ravi Mehta from Deep Financial Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so thanks for the call. One small clarification. When we report assets held for sale at 525 crores, and it's mentioned that these assets are realizable at 625 crores valuation, but then there is a corresponding liability or to the tune of 296 crores. So how come we receive net 400 crore? I was just, number doesn't add up, if you can just clarify.
No, I will just give you the broad number. 625 is enterprise value of the Jhajjar Park that is proposed to be monetized. Apart from that, we are also, selling our 10% stake into various other projects. Plus net working capital adjustment all put together is close to 700 crores, out of which you remove 290 crores debt. So naturally you get around 400 crores net cash in your hand.
Okay. And one broader question on the business model, like we were just discussing in the earlier question. Just a thumb rule, if you are having an equity of 100 crores and you are putting in a land, then usually the construction cost over and above it would be like 2x of it, like 200 crores you need to invest in developing the parcel into warehouses and all, and then you end up leasing it at, I'm just talking on thumb rules, just to understand the model, like if you even end up retaining and continuing, what kind of, sustainable ROEs you can make from that angle.
Yeah. As I told you, the yield would be ranging between 8 to 9.5% till the time you monetize. Then your yield will go up. Otherwise, if you choose to hold, your return will be in the range of 8 to 9.5% minus the cost of LRD or interest on LRD what you are taking. So these are the various broad numbers.
Okay, so net of LRD, it will be still like 8-9% return on the net equity that you invested.
Yeah, on net equity when you monetize or when you exit or when you get a certain realization. But till that time, your rental yield 70-80% will go by way of interest on the LRDs and all kind of things.
Sure, okay. And one more thing is, is it possible for you to share any, independently verified NAV of the business as and when you, keep increasing the base? So just to get a sense on how the, the assets are valued in the market.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Good suggestion. We'll think about it and see if we can do that. Because it has got a various factor on the, the commercial and, sharing the trade secret and all these things. But nonetheless, we'll explore this option.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Vimal Modi, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I have a couple of questions. My first question is, I would like to know who are the other major players, who compete with us, two or three maybe if you can name. And my second question is, we have various land parcels all over India. If you can assign some kind of valuation, current market valuation approximate, I would be obliged. Thank you, sir. I see a great opportunity here in our company going ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Vimal. Yeah, I'll just name a few developers in this space. One is the Indospace, second, other is the ESR, Logos, Wellspun, NDR, those kind of companies are in the similar line of business for the development of integrated logistics park. And yes, regarding your second question, sharing the information that probably you have got the various options and land banks and other things. So let us connect separately on this, post this call to explore any possibilities which fit in terms of location for our business plan and other things. We can connect separately, Vimal, on this.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for attending the call and wishing you and your family season's greeting and very happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year. Thanks for spending time and attending the call and knowing about our company. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Trans India Real Estate, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today and you may now disconnect your lines.